A few extra legs can be a great asset on the farm. Hear how a Missouri woman is training dogs to help disabled farmers on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're farming today, you know all about taking risks. Well, here's one risk you don't have to take anymore. The risk of IDID, or internal diesel injector deposits. Because now Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has an advanced injection stabilizer to prevent IDID. So you don't have to risk injector failure, clogged filters, and downtime anymore. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster is even backed by a 10-year, 10,000-hour warranty for even less risk.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
When farmers have an illness or injury, it can change the way they do things on the farm. Jackie Allenbrand of Stanberry, Missouri is the founder of Farm Dog USA, or Pets Helping Agriculture in Rural Missouri. It's a farmer-led organization that trains dogs to help farmers and their family members with disabilities. She says labs and lab mixes can be trained to retrieve or pick up dropped tools, open a latch gate system, as well as standing and bracing if a farmer has stability issues. Border collies are trained to help manage livestock.
We train them to watch the gates so that the farmer doesn't get run over by cattle coming through and won't get a secondary injury, hopefully. We train them dogs to sort and to bring the herd in. You know, we train them to help physically, but they also can help emotionally as well.
Jackie and another trainer handle the training for the dogs and their new owners. She also travels to the farms, determines the needs of prospective clients, and makes farm assessments.
You have to look at what their disability is, what their needs are, and we try to train for those needs. For instance, there was one farmer that had trouble with his vocal cords, so he couldn't shout out the word come to his dog. So the dog was trained to listen to a whistle for it to come.
Since 2009, she says they've placed 17 dogs. Jackie says right now the nonprofit organization is run by a small group of farmers, but her goal is to someday have a training center. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about Farm Dog at agriculture.com.